It's time for the Passion to Profits Weekly Tip with Megan Tull, providing powerful business tools and strategies that will allow you to turn your passion into a highly profitable business that you love. Here's Megan.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of your Passion to Profits Tip. So are you sick and tired of being stressed out about money, how you're going to pay the bills, or how you're going to live your dream? Well, the truth of the matter is, you can't change your life or business if you're worried about money. And you can't be happy either if you're constantly stressed out about it. Your upbringing and family members can often have a tremendous effect on how you treat money or what your beliefs around money are. In fact, money habits can form as early as 7 years old, according to research done by David Whitebread and Sue Bingham, PhDs, at the University of Cambridge. They say if parents support and model specific decision-making, children are likely to engage in the behavior and potentially develop similar habits. Because our parents are the first people we see dealing with money, it's only natural that we learn from what they do. We learn from them and often adopt their same habits and belief systems around money. If dad is always working and complaining about the family spending too much money, or maybe mom goes out and spends thousands of dollars on clothes and shoes that cause a squabble between mom and dad, the result is that money, like love, power, security, control, self-worth, and independence. When children pick up on the concept that money is a source of uncomfortable feelings and stress, this follows them into adulthood. Many will avoid talking about it, but avoidance leaves us lacking the skills and tools to discuss money or handle money practically and handle money effectively. The limiting beliefs around money cause feelings of lack and scarcity. These limiting beliefs are very disempowering and sabotage your success. So today's Passion to Profits weekly tip is to unpack your financial baggage. There are 4 steps in eliminating these old beliefs. So the first one is to recognize your old beliefs. You can do this by thinking about your current financial situation. You want to ask yourself, what are you afraid of? What are the feelings that come up? There are typically 5 underlying needs that we form our beliefs around. The need for love, security, value, respect, or validation. The second step is to acknowledge where these beliefs come from. Ask yourself, which underlying need are you satisfying? Where did this belief originate from, or whom did you adopt it from? The third step is to forgive yourself and anyone else who's responsible for this old belief. Forgiveness is an incredible and powerful tool. This is the biggest gift you can give to yourself or others. It's also necessary so you can move on. Forgiving doesn't mean that you necessarily agree with the individual that you had the conflict with. It just means that you understand that they had a positive intention for doing what they did, even though it doesn't currently serve you. You also must forgive yourself and take responsibility that you are where you are in your life or business because of your beliefs and your choices up until now. The great news is that you have the opportunity to make different choices and come from an empowered new mindset. The 4th step is to let it go. By holding on to these beliefs, you will stay in a stuck pattern and continue to struggle and not get the results that you desire. By letting go, you can create the space for new empowering beliefs to develop and for opportunities to show up that will assist you in reaching your personal and financial goals. So take a deep breath and focus on the feelings that arise when you think about your current financial situation, and then ask yourself the next very 3 simple questions. Can I let it go? Will I let it go? And when? You can repeat this process until it feels lighter and lighter and ultimately dissolves. After working through these four steps, you can begin to start developing a healthy and empowered relationship with money. All it takes is patience and consistency to begin to unpack that financial baggage for good. So I want to offer you a free gift, my Passion Belief Method Assessment. So this tool will help you find out where you stand in the way of your dream life. Discover where you stand when it comes to your self-worth, your value, your relationship with money, and the level of passion in your life and business in this quick online assessment. So all you have to do is go to pbmassessment.com. That's pbmassessment.com, short for Passion Belief Method. And you can opt in there. They're going to ask you for a special access code. Your access code will be all caps, PBM rocks. So please take advantage of this powerful tool to help you be able to create your dream life. So I want to thank you for joining us for this episode of your Passion to Profits Weekly Tip. And until next time, be courageous, take inspired action, and share your gifts with the world. Bye-bye for now.
This has been your Passion to Profits Weekly Tip with Megan Tull. Megan provides corporate training, business coaching, and keynote speeches to propel you and your team to peak performance. To receive more business tips or information on Megan, visit megantull.com. That's megantull.com.